This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Gulf Coast, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time.
Bandits only fired once.
Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest.
They may have wounded me.
They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of
better men. I'll ride again.
I'll ride again. I am a river gambler. I make a living deed and cause. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and hard. I'm a shuffling force and Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans.
Well, this was the best interview I've done with Roger Stone in 8 years. Hands down, I know it. Amazing. I've always twisted his arm to cover history and political topics, and not just how he's under attack. And I get he's got to defend himself, but man, now that he's clear of almost all this garbage and attacks, he is on fire. And that's why they attack us, is to keep us from being able to really get in our stride and be offensive. We need an offensive Roger Stone, an offensive Alex Jones. That's why your support of Roger Stone and his show weekdays, 5 p.m. Central, StoneZone.live. I'll be on the show Wednesday, is so important. Roger, this is a shorter segment. Some stations join us, but any other little Richard Nixon story? You told me so many privately, but amazing. But just any other little tidbits before we hit Elon Musk, the censorship, the Twitter files, and all that's coming out next segment ahead of Mr. Cargill joining us.
Well, Alex, as you know, J. Edgar Hoover, who was the first and for decades the head of the incredibly politicized and corrupt FBI, served through multiple administrations. Nixon knew that at LBJ's orders, Hoover had actually wiretapped Nixon's campaign plane in 1968. Nixon intended to fire Hoover, and he summons the FBI director to the White House for a meeting in which he was supposed to give Hoover the axe. Hoover came into the meeting with a brown paper envelope, and from it he removed photographs of Nixon in flagrante delicto, as they say, with a Chinese hostess in Hong Kong. And he said, "Don't worry, Mr. President, these pictures are safe with me." Hoover had actually gotten the photographs from the British Secret Service, the British intelligence agency, who had shot the photos through a hotel room window to get Nixon, who was then out of work former vice president, but on whom they might need blackmail leverage into Hoover's hands. So that story has never been revealed.
That is over the top insane. And inside baseball, you knew it, but he had a taste for Asian women. We'll leave it at that. But you were big friends with him, hung out with him a lot after he was president, knew him.
Let's be candid. They didn't call him Big Dick for no reason.
Well, also, LBJ, the name for his was Jumbo, wasn't it?
Yes, he was a notorious womanizer. And in college, he often would say, "I think I'll take Jumbo out for some exercise." Look, to be president of the United States, you have to be a misfit. I mean, to be in the public eye like that, every one of our presidents has been flawed in some way. John F. Kennedy's, as you know, had become addicted to crystal meth, was being treated by Dr. Max Jacobson, also known as Dr. Feelgood, who was injecting all the beautiful people of that period, Aristotle Onassis, Maria Callas, the opera singer, Leonard Bernstein, the conductor, Nelson Rockefeller, the governor of New York, one of the richest men on the planet at that time. All of them, Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe.
Incredible. So Nixon told you that J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, the famous crossdresser, himself blackmailed by the mafia, came in and showed him photos of him getting a blowjob.
Well, he didn't use those exact words. He just said compromising photos of me and a Chinese woman. So, yes, Nixon was a red-blooded, normal human being. And people always thought that his awkwardness, his stiffness was arrogance. No, Alex, he was shy. He was an introvert in an extrovert's business, and today would have been his 110th birthday.
Wow, we'll be right back in 60 seconds. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, take another tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide.
With the sea I did abide.
With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico.
I went aloft.
I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow.
When the yards broke off.
And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed.
But I'm living still.
But I'm living still.
There are people like you and Roger Stone and other maverick trailblazers.
I was a damn builder.
Final segment with Roger. Powerful interview. I'll be on with him Wednesday at StoneZoneLive.com on the great Frank Speech TV. I don't see Frank Speech or any of these groups as competition. I see them as brothers in the fight. Our job is to get more people speaking out, more people taking action, and more of you telling folks the fight goes on against the globalists, and we're actually winning. Barely, but we're actually winning right now. So spread the word about InfoWars.com, about NewsWars.com, about Bandit Video, and about Roger Stone's show that was always popular when he started 6 months ago, but is exploding right now. Roger, in the 9 minutes or 6, 7 minutes we have left before Mr. Cargill comes in here, the censorship, all of it coming out, the control, the criminality, the attorney general's investigating it, the emails coming out with the White House literally ordering them to censor Tucker Carlson and others. If we don't have investigations in Congress, if we don't have criminal charges, I mean, this is done. They're just, everything we thought was happening is confirmed. Total vindication. Roger Stone.
Hey, Alex, it's really quite extraordinary, but at the same time, the Brunson case, which I had high hopes for, which literally had the potential to overturn the 2020 election, and also eliminate the legal eligibility for a number of those currently in Congress, was denied by the Supreme Court today. Why they even heard it now becomes a serious question mark. So our fate lies in the hands of two groups. One are these state attorney generals who are taking the fight right to the social media monoliths, the Silicon Valley giants. The other is the U.S. Congress. And I feel better sleeping at night knowing that Matt Gaetz and a handful of rebels are on hand to hold Kevin McCarthy's feet to the fire. Look, I want to be wrong about Kevin McCarthy. I want President Trump to be right about Kevin McCarthy. If McCarthy will investigate Joe and Hunter Biden, if he will investigate this internet censorship, which is a violation of antitrust law, if he will investigate the abuses of the FBI, if he will look into the origins of the COVID-19 vaccination, which is, we now know definitively, neither safe nor effective, then we will have done our job and the nation will be preserved. I'm doing a lot of praying these days, Alex. You know, I'm a political strategist, and usually I have a very tight, succinct, understandable strategy going forward. But now at this juncture, I must tell you, I'm of the mind to trust his plan. I don't believe that he will allow this nation to be destroyed. I don't believe the Lord will allow that great thing which he has created, Americans' freedom. America is a shining city on a hill, as a beacon of freedom, to be destroyed. But recognize the more they are exposed, the more hysterical and the more dangerous the deep state gets. Case in point, they tell us on the one hand, Donald Trump, he's damaged, he's finished, he's through, he's unpopular, he's responsible for the midterm underperformance. And then in the next breath they say, but we've got to charge him with some crime that eliminates him from contention as a candidate in 2024, which exposes that they don't believe any of that. They know that he's not a
spent. No, and I totally agree, but let me add this. Trump reportedly, is it true, you can tell us, threatened to run third party. Is that to threaten the Republicans, not to throw him under the bus? And even McCarthy thanked him for getting him in. So McCarthy recognizes Trump is still the head of the Republican Party.
Look, the grassroots of the Republican Party still belong lock, stock, and barrel to Donald Trump, and nobody can come close to touching him. That's not the same as party elites in Washington. In other words, Alex, the people who were never for Trump, not in 2016 or really in 2020, those are the people who are opposed to him. When you and I were for him, they were opposed to him. But no, there will be no third party effort. That is a misnomer. The effort just to get on the ballot and then get into the presidential debates in a fixed system in which the Presidential Commission on Debates is not controlled by the president, is not a commission, most definitely not a debate, is too much of an uphill climb. I would argue that at the grassroots level, we need to take back the Republican Party. Just as the 2016 nomination of Trump was a hostile takeover of the Country Club Party, theretofore controlled by the Bushes, yet again we need another takeover of the party of Lincoln.
And that's happening, so let's not say we're defeated when we're not. If these 20 or so people realize the power they have, we win, and we're about to see if McCarthy goes with the new House rules the way he said he would. This is breaking. House Freedom Caucusman Representative Mark Green has won the race to be the chair of the Homeland Security Committee, defeating Eyepatch McCain, Dan Crenshaw. Also Representative Mike Rogers, who lunged Representative Matt Gaetz, has announced he's stepping down from the House Steering Committee. So these are big, big wins, are they not?
They are indeed, and I think Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and a band of others deserve a credit, enormous credit for having the courage to press this fight under enormous pressure not to do so. I want President Trump to be right. I think Donald Trump in a second term would be very different than Donald Trump in a first term. I think he has a much clearer understanding now of the deep state and the fact from the second he came down the elevator, they were out to get him. I don't think you will see the same quislings inside a Trump administration the second time. And he is our last best hope to save the country. I've talked to him. His mood is amazingly strong. I keep reading in New York Magazine, this is only read by beatniks and weirdos on the Upper West Side, that Trump is isolated. Trump is depressed.
No, it's all lies, and InfoWars is strong as well. The listeners will just support us, buy the products, and spread the word. Roger, incredible job. You've got to host your show at 5 p.m. today on Frank's Speech. I'll be with you there on Wednesday. So many big shows, big interviews coming up here as well. Roger Stone, thank you so much for all your time. God bless you, my friend. What a survivor. What a winner. What a maverick.
So, Alex, today, StoneZone.live at 5 o'clock, we have Tyler Nixon and former Richard Nixon executive assistant Monica Crowley.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Roger. Mr. Cargill coming up.
The communist Chinese dragon here to give you stupid Americans your orders. Do not save InfoWar. Do not be part of their year-end fundraiser at InfoWarStore.com with huge sales. Do not click on the donation button. Give up, roll over, and die. InfoWars is more influential than ever. It's important to shut them down. So I am ordering you now in the name of CCP. Do not go to InfoWarStore.com.
Yes, fentanyl, the lovable Chi-Com mass-murdering dragon, is back.
And what prompted me to bring back fentanyl is that we know there are massive denial of service attacks aimed at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com right now coming out of communist China, who's allied with the WEF. So the worst people on earth are actually trying to shut down InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars.com. So sometimes the sites are slow. They're totally secure. But when you're able to get through to the site, InfoWarsStore.com, you're able to make orders on super high quality products. But sometimes our little friends' bosses, the CCP and Xi Jinping, are going to be able to successfully slow the site down. Don't let them keep you from ordering products at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. Let fentanyl's masters know the American people and others will not bow to their tyranny, and humanity is awakening, and we're going to defeat the New World Order together.
Oh, no, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited a band on video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band on video, or I have to hurt you. Kung flu.
It comes from China.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Ourselves at dinner, you name it. He's Michael Cargill. I've been really pushing to try to get him on all of our other shows on a routine basis. But he fights hard. This guy right here. He has filed lawsuit after lawsuit. He's won most of them, which is really hard to do. And he just won the biggest Second Amendment victory of the last 22 years in the new millennium.
That's right.
The bump stock ban was not a law. It was just done, and that affects all these other regulatory things the ATF's doing, trying to ban short rifles and all the rest of it that they just announced 2 weeks ago. Here's the headline from Reuters. U.S. Appeals Court strikes down ban on bump stocks. And who did it? Central Texas Gun Works, Michael Cargill. Talk about the epicenter of resistance. Austin isn't just the new L.A. It's a bunch of Texans here fighting for the future, and the battle is here. Michael D. Cargill served 12 years in the U.S. Army and studied criminal justice at Troy State University. While in the Army, Michael was awarded 4 Army Commendation Medals, 8 Army Achievement Medals, and 4 Army Good Conduct Medals. He is qualified as an expert marksman, both rifle and grenade, and is airborne qualified as a parachutist. While in the Army, he instructed new recruits in drill and ceremony, as well as teaching them their secondary mission of guarding the U.S. Army general. After his honorable discharge, Michael worked for a telecommunications company in Austin, Texas. After working in Austin, he recruited as an area manager for different telecommunications companies based in Dallas, where he was entrusted with having the company accounts in Texas, managing a budget of $2,500,000 and enough equipment for 60 central offices. 2006, Michael founded, is really important work, a freight carrying company and became owner of CEO shortly thereafter. Michael obtained his concealed carry license at age 23. He was stationed at Fort Benning and is still a CHL ever since. He then decided to become a CHL instructor after his grandmother was attacked while waiting at a bus stop on a college campus. Michael has been a Texas DPS certified CHL instructor for many, many years. He's an NRA certified range instructor, an NRA certified range safety officer. Michael has taught 1,000, this is old numbers, 426 to like 10,000 now. But the most important thing is he's the owner of Central Texas Gun Works, a company in South Austin specializing in firearm sales, gunsmithing, and personal protection, and more. Central Texas Gun Works. But the big thing is he's been fighting the globalists at every front and got the biggest pro-Second Amendment ruling of the new millennium. Michael, I'm going to try to shut up. Give me the floor. Great job, brother.
Yeah, this is, you know, Alex, I appreciate you having me come on. This is a really big case. This is a big deal. We're talking about taking it to the Department of Justice, taking it to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, because they're coming after AR pistols. They're coming after SIG braces. They're trying to get triggers. They're trying to get everything. And what I'm saying is you got to stop, because the ATF, a federal agency within our federal government, cannot write law. They cannot create law. Congress has to write a bill. That bill has to be signed, you know, agreed on by both houses of Congress. It has to go to the president. President signs it. That's how a bill becomes law. Not the ATF, an agency within our federal government, saying,
hey, they're not Congress.
That's right. Something that I own, something that I have inside my house, I purchased legally, something that has, you know, was legal for 10 years, and two U.S. presidents, all of a sudden, they change their mind, and they're saying, hey, it's illegal. We're going to confiscate.
They make you criminal.
And turn your criminal a felon overnight.
Continue.
A felon overnight. And so I'm just like, no, this can't stand. So I decided to bring this case. It's just me, no one else, Michael Cargill, against the Department of Justice, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And I'm telling you right now.
Which would make you a major target. You got courage.
I will not be Hillary Clinton, I'm telling you now.
If something happens to me mysteriously. I love myself. I love my family. I have too many people love me. Anything happens to me, definitely, you know, question it. But we decided to bring this case against the federal government because we needed all that stuff to stop. You know, it's got to stop, Alex.
I just love being around such a winner. I mean, you just nailed it, brother.
Man, and it's not.
How good did it feel when you heard about the ruling?
Yeah. I was actually in a restaurant, and I ran out of the restaurant. And they thought the gun store was, you know, being robbed or something. I ran out yelling and screaming, got on the phone, talking to my attorney, running back to the shop to talk to my employees. And we were just excited and ecstatic, the fact that we actually stuck it to the man. And
I'm excited to be around such a winner.
And this is just the beginning, because this case, what this means is we won.
By the way, it would take hours to talk about. You just keep having victories. What do you got going on over here? You got, like, victory.
Yeah, so we have the case that this case here, we have another case that actually goes against the ATF that are – they're actually going after FFL dealers, Federal Firearms License dealers. They're trying to shut down gun stores just by making simple errors and mistakes in the 4473, the transaction record. And so we're suing them for that and trying to protect all FFL dealers in this country.
I was about to say, why don't we make you the NRA director, because they can't get anything done.
It would be nice because someone needs to stand up for the small guy, stand up for the small mom and pop.
And go on offense.
Yes, and go on the offense.
And I'm interrupting, but get back to what you're doing.
And not go on the defense. We're tired of being on defense all the time. We need to put them on the defense and stop them immediately. So we have that lawsuit. Also, we have another one that we're launching where if you walk into a gun store, you fill out the background check form, and if you are delayed or denied, then you're reported to the FBI and you're put in a system where every law enforcement agency in the country has access to that. Now, there's a bill that, you know, some people agreed on that says if you're denied, then you're reported. But delays is not in the bill. And I'm saying you cannot add to what Congress did not write in that bill. And so
they're trying to say delayed you're under investigation.
Delayed.
That's total discrimination.
Total. And so we're saying, nope, you cannot do that.
Because they're giving you a designation as maybe a bad person. Well, you've never done anything wrong.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I bought a gun like 6 months ago, and they said, are you related to Jennifer Jones or this? And I said, no. They were trying to connect me to other people in some database. I didn't even know who they were.
Right. Now, and so what
it's really bad if you have a common name.
Right. What you should do is you need to make sure you use your LTC. Use your LTC. That way you're not getting pinged in the system. Okay.
And that's why concealed carry is good. People ask me, well, if Texas passed the law, no concealed carry, why do I need it? Because then it's all vetted, they know.
Right. So if you walk to the gun store, you have your concealed handgun license, your LTC, you're not getting pinged in the federal system. You fill out the form, your LTC, your background check's been done. We're not contacting the federal authorities about you at all. So it's best to have a license so that we don't know what you're picking up. And then I'll tell you a little secret. If you walk into a gun store that in a state that borders another country, like Texas borders Mexico, if you purchase two handguns in a five-day period or two rifles or shotguns in a five-day period, that gun store has got to report you to the FBI and to the chief law enforcement officer in the county that you live in. So keep that in mind as well.
Keep going, brother.
I know it's a lot of stuff.
No, man, you're the master at this.
Yeah, so you got to know all of these little tricks, you know, tricks and trades of what they're trying to do. And so that's why we're bringing this suit. But we do need a little help because I'm doing this all on my own.
Oh, exactly, exactly. People just expect, I was about to say, how the hell are you? I can't pay for lawsuits. How are you doing it?
Right. It's just we're doing it all ourselves. It's Michael Cargill. We're getting help from different organizations like some other, you know, luckily, there's some attorneys that are helping us out, but we have so many different cases, so many.
The point is, you've got a history of victory. We need to back you.
Right. And so we're needing help. I'm asking for people to, you know, to help us a little bit so we can continue this fight.
Now, maybe help a little for your whole future.
We have the momentum right now, yeah. And we have to push this case and other cases to the Supreme Court because this court, this Supreme Court is the court that's going to make it happen.
Let's talk about that. I know we've delivered here at InfoWars. The listeners are backing us. But listen, back us all the way, folks. We're delivering. These dogs hunt.
That's
Michael Cargill, Alex Jones, we hunt. We'll be right back.
taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. We won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document it to clean out your cells, your mitochondria, take your immune system to the next level, and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Keep us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and to keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And my old friend Michael Cargill, the most consequential Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment ruling of the 21st century. In the last 22 years, he is here Brother, I got a lot to say, but I'm going to just shut up and give you the floor. You got so much to talk about. This is huge. I love how you're forward thinking. You don't want to talk about your last victory. You're moved on to your other lawsuits. But I was asking you at the break, where's the NRA? They didn't file any of these things. They're taking credit for what you did, raising hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm not attacking the NRA. But if Michael Cargill, he's had a bunch of other victories, is having all these victories, why don't we make you? Ted Nugent's on the board. I love Ted. He's a great guy. We should probably get rid of Wayne LaPierre and put you in there.
Yeah, it would be nice because what's happening is a lot of people are standing up and saying they did a lot. You know, but this case, if you look at the case, it just says Michael Cargill versus everyone else. There's no one else standing there. So we're going to continue on this fight. And this is not just for me. This is about the entire country. This is about, every state, all 50 states, not just Texas. But unfortunately, this case is we beat it in the Fifth Circuit. So now what we need to happen is we need this case to go to the Supreme Court. So what's going on is we won the Fifth Circuit. So that means that Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, if for some reason the government does not appeal or ask for a stay, if they don't appeal to the Supreme Court, then that means that Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi will get their bump stocks back. But if the appeal is actually accepted in the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court takes up this case, they hear this case, they throw it back down, we get our bump stocks in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. But if they take the case, hear the case, rule on the case, that would be the land of the law for all 50 states. And that's what we need to happen. We need this.
So you need some backing right now by the NRA.
Right now. I need everyone's help. We need this case to go to the Supreme Court.
Why, you want us to back a winner?
That's right. Because the Supreme Court, this court right now that we have is the court for us. This is the court that's going to help us with all our Second Amendment issues, and we can get everything wrapped up right now within the next 2 years, and I think we need to make it.
And you explained this early on, but explain. This doing things outside of law, since they got away with this so far until you stopped them, they're doing it everywhere.
That's
this
right.
Is the big fight. It's extrajudicial rules by them.
Right. And it goes everywhere.
Because the whole Republican thing's about blocking laws.
Right.
If the ATF just does stuff without law,
without being checked, you know, either they'll do whatever they want to do. And that's what they're doing. They're going, you know, let's try to, you know, squeeze this in. Let's do this. You know, let's take an inch and then grab a mile or whatever. And we're saying, no, you got to stop. You know, and we need to stand up and stand together. They need to support you, Alex, support us so we can move forward and get these cases.
Damn right. So how do we support you?
We have a GoFundMe page that we started up today. We're asking people to go to that site, you know, donate to that site so we can get these cases. We have so many cases, and this is the time we've got to get this court, this Supreme Court, to hear these cases so we can get some victories, some major victories across the United States.
And by the way,
this momentum.
You're not just successful because you're smart and caring and involved. You are positive. And you don't quit. You enjoy what you're doing.
I love it. I love it. I have people that travel around the country.
People ask, how do you do this, Alex? And I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it. There's nothing like Texas. There's nothing like the United States. There's no other country that's better than this country. We want to make it better and continue to keep it strong and make sure that everyone in the world know that if they come to the United States, we are here to defend.
So give us that fundraiser right now. If folks don't bet on a winner, they deserve to be slaves.
That's right. GoFundMe page. It should be on the screen right now. Check that out. Please help us out. Donate it. We just started that page just today, just a few hours ago. So let's go there. Let's donate. We need to get this momentum going. Keep it going. I don't want to stop right now because we're on the cusp of getting everything that we need.
I don't know if I'm going to bet on a winner that's proven. I'm going to roll over. But continuing with what this rulemaking means outside of law.
Right. So what this means is we stopped the ATF from going after AR triggers. We stopped them from going after SIG braces and other braces. You have companies like RW Arms. They actually had to destroy, Alex, $20 million worth of bump stocks. $20 million. Well, they called me up this weekend. They said, Mike, your lawsuit helps our case. Because of my lawsuit, they're going to get their $20 million back.
You know, so they better carve off some to support you.
Right. So it's going to help them. It's going to help Rare Breed Triggers. Another company is being attacked by the ATF. They're going after them. I got a call from the guy that Rare Breed Triggers. He said, Mike, your case is going to help us. And I said, yes. So let's keep this.
So why didn't you do it? What you're doing?
So
again, you're standing up for everybody right now.
Yes, everyone. This is not just for me, for everybody. So, and we're doing good. So, and I'm
continue.
I'm loving the positive attitude. But like I said, we are going to need the support as well. So we need to continue to move forward. There's a lot of stuff. There's so many different things. The ATF is, you know, they're shutting down gun stores and federal firearms licensed dealers around the country. You have small mom and pop gun stores that, you know, started, you know, their business, with their life savings. And just because someone walked into the store, fill out the form, and there's a spot on the form that where you're supposed to put county, instead of putting the county, they put United States, the U.S. And because of that little mistake on the form, they're shutting down these mom-and-pop gun stores. I have gun dealers all around the country calling me and say, Mike, you know, is there a way you can help us?
So they're using technicalities.
Yes, just small little things like that. And they're wanting me to help them out. It's like, man, I'm just a dealer just like you. You know, but this lawsuit that we filed is going to help you out. And so that's why we need.
But that's the difference is you're on offense.
That's right. I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to be in a position where I have them looking.
Yeah, but you are different because it would take hours to go over, but you're always on offense.
Right.
What made you go on offense?
Just looking at how everyone else is being treated. And I said, I don't want to be put in that predicament. I don't want to be in a spot where.
So you see others being put down. You have empathy, which means it affects you. You're smart.
Yes.
You stand up.
Yes. That's right. And stand up and stop it and say, you know what? Let's go on the offense here. Let's stop them where they're doing right now so they don't come after us.
Well, that's it. The gun community is the most powerful community in America. Why don't we do what Michael Cargill is doing? It's so frustrating. Why don't you flex your muscles, folks?
That's right. That's right. You have to, because if you don't, I'm telling you right now, I don't want to be a sheep. I don't want to be, you know, guided to, you know, to one direction or whatever. So we got to stand strong.
What else is on your radar?
So we're also working on the there's one where you walk into the gun store and you fill out the form and the delay denies. That, listen, there's a bill that Congress passed. I disagree with this bill. I hate it. But it says that if you walk into the gun store, you fill out the 4473, the firearms transaction record, and that transaction is denied, then you're going to be reported, investigated by the FBI, and also put in a system where every law enforcement agency in the country has access to it. Okay, fine. The bill passed, so there's nothing I can do with that. But the ATF is taking it a step further. They're saying, hey, we're going to extend that to delays. If you walk into the gun store and your transaction is delayed, a lot of people get delayed. If your name is similar to someone else's, you're John Smith, you're Carlos Rodriguez, very common name, you're going to get delayed. And so if you get delayed, you have a charge pending. That agency that has that charge, they haven't responded. If that happens, your transaction will be delayed. If you're delayed, just a simple charge will delay you. Then you're put in a system that the FBI has access to and every law enforcement agency in the country. And that is not supposed to happen.
That's a social credit score.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so we're trying to stop little things like that. This is not China. You know, this is the United States of America, and we're founded on firearms, and we're not supposed to be, you know, tracked down and traced down like this. We don't have a registry, and they're creating.
Well, take this building. It's full of people who can still carry and guns everywhere. I feel totally safe.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's right. I like to carry three guns on me. I got three guns on me now. So, and, you know, that's our right, and that's why I love the United States.
And I feel super safe being here with you.
That's right. That's why I love Texas. Love this state.
We're going to come back from break. What do you want to hit next?
You know, what's this book about, Alex?
Oh, The Great Reset and the War for the World?
Yeah.
About the whole New World Order program.
Oh.
That's all out in the open now, isn't it?
It's out in the open.
Well, we got to support Central Texas Gunworks. That's where I got my concealed carry. Everybody should go there. CentralTexasGunworks.com. Folks, if you're in Central Texas, they're the place to get your concealed carry. And like you said, sure, it's open carry now, but you should still get the training. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With Michael Cargill before the War Room starts in about 15 minutes with Owen Schroyer. And Michael Cargill's office is right down the street from our office. He'll be on American Journal this week in the mornings and on the War Room. Michael Cargill, incredible. We got 11 minutes left before this hour ends. You've got the floor, my friend.
Man, you know, Alex, I do want to talk about the FBI stats. You know, we've been talking about getting put in the FBI system. Well, there's a report that came out this week or last week that their stats are flawed. You know, something's not right. The data's, you know.
Well, they ignore the city crime.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't depend on that stuff. There's so many different new gun laws you got to watch out for out there, too, that are hitting us. You know, California is coming up some crazy stuff, Alex. You have New York is constantly doing stuff. You know, I've joined a group, the National Shooting Sports Foundation and some other gun owners and manufacturers were actually suing the state of New York because the state of New York, Alex, says that if I sell a gun here in Austin, in Texas, and somehow that gun gets sold and used in a crime in New York, that they can actually come and sue me.
Wow.
And so we actually went on the offense. You know, once again, I, you know, reached out to the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Yeah, what do you know? You just won all the big lawsuits. Yeah. You should be the NRA director. I'm not just saying that. This guy should be the NRA director.
Man, so I went with, reached out to Smith & Wesson, Glock, you know, some of the huge manufacturers out there. And I said, we need to stop this. So we all joined together and filed a lawsuit against the state of New York. And we're trying to get them to stop.
I honestly, that's so, like, you just won the biggest case of the new century. And you're involved. You got everybody else in the other cases.
That's
like,
right.
Why aren't they leaders? Why is it you? I mean, you're a great guy. I love you. But what is going on here?
I know. I don't get it.
I mean, folks, you don't know. This guy's behind, like, all the resistance. How are you doing it?
It's a lot. It really is. It keeps me going 7 days a week because I love this stuff, Alex. I love this. This is about freedom. This is about all Americans. This is not about white, black, you know.
Oh, it's the universal right of defense.
That's right. You know, everyone has a right to a defense, and we gotta maintain this momentum. I'm telling you now.
And you were mentioning the Houston shooter who they're down looking for, where the guy comes with a fake gun but real threatening people. The guy kills him.
Right. Justified shooting. I'm telling you right now, that guy's a hero. If you take a look at this Houston, and Houston, Texas, this happened, I guess, this past week, where a guy goes in to a restaurant, and one of the customers pulls out his gun, shoots this guy. Bam. Justified. In Texas, if you can actually shoot someone in the back, you're justified in shooting them in the back. If you're trying to recover some property they've taken from you immediately after in fresh pursuit.
Well, you just robbed people. He's aiming guns at them.
That's right. So since he stole money from everyone inside the restaurant, that gun owner had the right to actually shoot this guy and stop him right there. Now, the problem is maybe a couple of extra shots or something like that. That may be an issue.
They're looking for him now.
Right. And the fact that he left, that may be an issue. So I'm telling this guy, if this guy can hear me, you need to lower up, get yourself an attorney, and let your attorney speak to law enforcement.
And you'll be the new Cal Rittenhouse.
That's right. Don't speak to law enforcement by yourself. Because if they want to question you, then they're trying to charge you.
Give this man advice.
So that would be my advice. You know, reach out, get an attorney, reach out to Texas U.S. Law Shield, since you're in Texas. They're actually located in Houston. Reach out to them, become a member, and see if they will actually represent you and let an attorney speak for you. Don't speak to police by yourself, because you have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and
will. But you can't blame him when a gun's pointed at him, he's being threatened, and he fired a few extra shots. Your blood's up.
That's right. As a gun owner, your job is to act and to save lives, save yourself, save other people, and then you let an attorney represent you. And
well, once I'm to the point to shoot somebody, I'm going to empty it. I mean, you can't help it. I mean, it's like some bitch is aiming a gun at you, threatening you. I mean, you know.
That's why it's important to let the attorney speak for you and explain that and express, you know, how you are feeling and actually have them relate that to what the law says in the state that
you're. Because once you get ready to kill somebody, I mean, you can't blame people.
No, you can't. You can't. They're caught in the momentum. Their fingers are moving. Their brain is processing at one speed. Their body's processing. They're totally different.
And if your brain's willing to kill somebody, it wants to go all the way.
That's right. And so that's why I say this guy was fully justified in what he was doing. This guy's a hero. And I think he was in total shock is why he left. So I'm not mad about that. You know, I totally get
the video. He gets mad after he kills him. He didn't want to do it.
But you go through little phases. You go through little emotional phases, and people don't understand that. Because he actually just shot and killed someone. It's the whole totalitarian of the system, of the situation of being in a restaurant, or the other customers giving them their money back, and the fact that this is sinking in.
And the guy aimed a gun at him. He aimed it right at him.
Right at his head. That's right. And so he did the right thing. This guy's a hero. He's a hero. He deserves a parade.
Continue.
And so there are so many different cases like this, you know, and I actually have a radio show I do called Come and Talk It.
Yep.
And we actually, it's actually on your website.
Banned on video.
That's right. It's unbanned. And so we go over a lot of these different things on Come and Talk It on the radio show, where we break this stuff down.
Well, let me ask this, because what would you have done? Because you're really good with this. What would you have done that happened?
In a situation like that?
Maybe just shoot him once and not more.
Nah, exact same thing. Probably exact same thing. Because I'm going to get caught up in what's going on, and I may have unloaded it because, you know, my brain is saying one thing, my body.
It's like when a cop's getting shot at, he unloads.
That's right. So I can totally see how this guy totally unloaded and fired everything.
Well, they get mad at a cop when a guy shoots at a cop and the cop unloads. Right. What do you expect?
Right. Yeah, it happens. You're getting caught up in the moment, and you're, like I said, your brain is thinking one thing and processing it one speed, and your body's processing a totally different speed. So I can totally see why.
And when the brain goes in kill mode, that's it.
That's right. And I can totally see how this guy did this. So it makes totally good sense to me. And like I said, he is a hero. But we go over all these things on the radio show that we do. It's called Come and Talk It. It's a gun talk show. We only talk firearms. We talk gun laws. We talk about different situations, and we just don't talk about it. We actually.
Where do they find Come and Talk It?
It's on band.video.
But it's a lot of places. I know. Yeah. Well, we got 5 minutes left. What else you want to add to folks?
All right, so, you know, Alex, I want people to really go to our GoFundMe page and help us out a little bit with these cases. Because, like I said, there's
fund somebody that has the biggest Second Amendment win in 20 years.
That's right.
That's horrible. I don't know that.
There's so much that we're trying to work on and we're trying to get done. And I think we have the momentum. We have the attorneys. We have the team.
It's Michael Cargill versus the DOJ and ATF at GoFundMe.com.
That's right. And we're trying to get it done.
And listeners want us to fight. We're fighting.
Yes.
I'm fighting. Michael's fighting. Yes. We're here. You want to support us? InfoWarsStore.com, band.video, share the links, go to the GoFundMe. We're fighting.
That's right. And we're trying to educate people. I like to travel around different states, different cities, and educate people on all of this stuff because I've been doing this for 20 years now. And people ask me, well, you know, Michael, how did you get to this point? Well, you know what I did?
Your family got robbed.
Yeah, that too. And then also 20 years ago, you know, that stuff like that happened, and I started going out and educating people. It got to the point where I've educated so many people over my 20 years of experience that now there's probably not a courtroom where there's a clerk that has not taken a class with me. There's, you know, where there's a... in addition,
you got a posse.
Yeah, they're all over the place. They've actually sat down when they were in college at UT or Texas A&M or Texas Tech or some other university where I've spoken to them about gun laws and in certain situations. And now those people are leaders now. And that's where it started 20 years ago. And I like to continue this. And that's how the momentum, you know, that's how it all started right then and there. 20 years ago, educating people, all the different colleges around the state of Texas. Now these people are leaders. They're in the different offices here. They're at the Capitol. They're working at, you know, the governor's office, the lieutenant governor's office. They're in D.C.
And again, I'm a good person. I have a gun. I'm protecting people.
Yes. And so by educating them, that helps everyone. And then now these people are leaders. And guess what? They're making a decision. And so that's why I say this is a perfect time for us to get these cases here right now to the Supreme Court, because this Supreme Court is going to be the court that actually puts these federal agencies in check and shuts them down.
CentralTexasGunWorks.com. We got about a minute until we end the show. Owen Schroyer takes over the war room. What else you want to add, friend?
That's about it, Alex. I mean, that's all I got. And I just want people to continue to support us because I think we're doing the Lord's work here. Like I always say, you know, more guns equals less crime. So definitely go out there and buy yourself a gun. And there's nothing like praising the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Beautiful. How do folks come take classes with you? How do they buy guns from you?
That's right. So, you know, continue to support us because we're doing, like I said, the Lord's work here. We're trying to get this stuff done. This is about all of us, not just – this is not about me. This is not about just, you know, this city. This is about the state. This is about other states, all 50 states.
It's about the whole world. CentralTexasGunWorks.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer is about to take over. Today is the last day, going to tomorrow, to get a Vitamin Mineral Fusion DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Down and Out, Sleep Aids, back in stock, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We are winning. We are fighting for everybody, but we need your word of mouth and your support. Let's come together. Support Michael Cargill. Support InfoWars. Do it now because we are winning. 20 seconds left. What's coming next, Michael?
What's coming next is we're bringing this case to the Supreme Court. We're hoping to have this case by May, June, July, this court in 2023. So we want whatever happens, we want to hear a ruling from this court by next Christmas, next winter. So that way all bump stocks will be legal across the entire United States.
And then their special rulemaking to ban everything else outside law will be killed.
That's right. We're going to shut them down and stop.
Great job, Michael.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Love you, brother. Powerful information. War Room coming up now at InfoWars.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.